Hello and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from thebluesguitarshow.com. Hope everyone's having a really good week out there this week and that everybody enjoyed last week's episode, my interview with Danny Bryant. Once again, shout out to Danny. It was really cool to meet him. Great to have a chat and I hope everybody enjoyed it. First up, a bit of gear news from me. I've picked up myself a new amp as of today and I'm really excited about it. For a long time I've been looking for a kind of amp that fits my needs in terms of size and mobility and something that I can take out and it's not too like cumbersome and large. For a long time when I was playing bass and touring and stuff, I was taking just the biggest rig out and it's such a pain in the ass. So it's really nice to have something small and compact, and I've got myself a Vox Mini 3 G2. And I've been playing with it sort of for the last 40 minutes, maybe an hour, and it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, it really is about the size of a loaf of bread, you know. It comes with a handle. It's really light. I mean, shockingly light, to be honest. I mean, I threw it in a backpack when I was coming back from the studio today. And it's got so many different settings on it. You know, we've got an amp simulator with about 13 different amp settings. It's got effects, compressor, chorus, tremolo, flanger, echo, reverbs, spring reverb, room reverb, tape delay. You know, it's fantastic. And volume wise, I'm so impressed. I've got it on sort of one and it was way loud enough for my apartment. I mean, I'm looking forward to taking this in a sort of live setting, which I'll be doing probably later in the week because I've got a few concerts this week, and seeing how it kind of fares. But I mean, if that's how loud it is on one, I can imagine it's easily going to be loud enough for what I need. So fantastic. I mean, it's got a tuner on it as well. It's just a great little machine. I mean, if you're looking for a sort of small amp that can fit down the side of your sofa or something, and you can just pick up and play and then, you know, pick them and go and meet your buddies and play with, it's absolutely brilliant. So yeah, obviously I'm not sponsored at all by Vox, but yeah, well done to them. I mean, it's brilliant, brilliant little amp. So I'm really excited about that. So that's the main thing for today. I mean, that's why the podcast is coming out late, unfortunately. So apologies for that. So what we're talking about today is Stevie Ray Vaughan and his licks. What I'm going to try and get across in the short time that we have in this podcast is how you can use licks similar to Stevie's and how he made them and how you can make them out of the scales and shapes that you already know. So a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan's licks are what I call kind of linear licks, where he's going up and down scale movements, and he's really something he does all the time. It's a lot of the I use a lot of those kind of Stevie licks in my playing. And I was watching the other day the video he did with Albert King. And it's so cool to watch him play it and then stop and kind of analyse what is it he's doing. And so much of it comes from either the blues scale or the minor pentatonic scale. I thought this is something that I've got to talk about and got to show you guys so you kind of know how to utilise this stuff. So we're going to look at a couple of specific licks. I'm going to show you two specific licks that are, to me, synonymous with kind of Stevie Ray Vaughan and the way he played. And they're both using either the minor pentatonic or the blues scale in the key of E. The first one is a descending, actually they're both descending licks, but the first one's descending from fret 12 on the E string, the other one's descending from fret 3. But of course, both the same scale with just one note difference, that blues scale and the minor pentatonic in E. So let's run through those two scales first. Now remember, we're not thinking of these in terms of shape, we're trying to think of them in terms of note. So the E minor pentatonic scale, we're looking at E, G, so fret 3, down a string A to B, A, B, down a string D, and then back to E. So those are the notes. So we've got E, G, A, B, D, until we go back to E. Now if we keep it in the same position here, just for simplicity's sake, and we add in the note that makes it the blues scale, that is just the flattened fifth. So what we do there is we go E to G. Then when we go down a string, we're going to go A. A sharp, which is our blue note, then B. So A, A sharp, B, D, back to E. So the blues scale, E, G, A, A sharp, B, D, E. Now that, of course, we can transpose all over the neck. which is a lot of what Stevie Ray Vaughan's playing entails. It's all over the neck. He plays very horizontally, but using just a few notes in terms of just using those simple kind of scales. So the first lick we're going to look at is a descending lick based on the E blues scale. So what I'm doing there, I'm just going to talk you through the lick, and then we're going to look at each individual note that we're playing. So we're going to start on fret 12 on string 1, and we're going to go 12 to 10. Now, of course, we're going from here, E, down to D. So this is the... Then we're going to go up a string, 12, 11, 10, which is our B, A sharp, A. Upper string 12 is, of course, G. And then 9E. And that puts us back on E. All we got to do is copy and paste the same notes. We go E, backwards two frets. Of course, gives us a D. Upper string, so that would be, sorry, on the G string, we're looking at 9 to 7. Upper string, 9, 8, 7. Upper string 10, 9. So that would be that shape. Takes a little while to practice that one, but just try and make sure you get those only those tones. And then again, we're on another E. So we know when we get to an E, we need to go backwards two. So we're going 7 to 5 on the A string now. And then top string, 7, 6, 5. Again, there we're going B, A sharp, A, aren't we? And then G, fret 3, open. And then what he quite often does is play the chord and then the open E. So. So nice and slow. Again, from the bottom, shape number 1, 12. Down to 9 on string 3. Down to 7 on string 5. Chord. Now, if you play that with a bit of distortion and some speed, very Stevie Ray Vaughan. Now, the next one is going to use a minor pentatonic scale, which we looked at earlier. The notes in the minor pentatonic scale in E are the same as the blues scale, but we just don't play the A sharp. So now we're going to go from the top string, we're going to go E to G, A to B, D to E. And if we keep going down there, we're going to go G from the third string, A, down the string B to D, 0 to 3 that would be, and then again same as the top string, 0 to 3 E to G. So again we're going to do a descending line using that scale, but we're going to start off with the classic Stevie Ray Vaughan lick, that one there. So we're going to start with our second finger on fret 3 on the B string, and we're going to slide it to fret 5, and then we're going to hit the note underneath, the open E string. So we're playing two E's. Good way of checking your tuning this as well. So we go 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And I would do that down and up if you're playing with a pick. We want to go 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and... So we're going to go 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and then this one's not quite as simple as a straight, but it's not far off. This lick comes from the song Mary Had a Little Lamb. I'm going to go bottom string 3, pull off to 0, second string 3, pull off to 0, and then this one here on the third string, we're going to go 2, 3, hammer on, pull off to 2, pull off to 0, 2, 3, 2, 0. So you go. And then we carry on going up. And then back to that open E. So 3-0-3-0-2-0-2-3-2-0. Upper string 2-0-2-0-3-0. Bottom string open. And that timing, it's a 1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3. You can start throwing them together. So there you have it. Hopefully that is something really useful that you can start throwing into your improvisations and into your solos. A little lesson there that we get from Stevie Ray Vaughan, the way that he starts to build his licks using the scales and that kind of ascending, descending scale format. Now, if you find this useful, please give me a 5-star review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. That really helps get these podcasts to more people, which in turn helps me, enables me to get cooler guests on the podcast, because I'm really looking to get some good interviews this year. I've got some really cool stuff in the pipeline. Last week we had a great interview. I'd like to do more of those. So if you can give a review, that's something, it's easy, cheap, it's free, that you can do to help out the podcast, help support me, and help get some cooler stuff in the works. Otherwise, head over to thebluesguitarshow.com to check out all the one-on-one session stuff. If you're interested in one-on-one sessions, if you're interested in really taking your guitar playing to the next level, I would highly recommend having a few one-on-one sessions. Doesn't matter how often. They don't need to be every week. They don't need to be every day. You can do, you know, one a month, one every 2 weeks, whatever it is. It's really going to help you with your progress. If progressing is something that you're really serious about doing this year, I would highly recommend that. I would totally recommend the Vox Mini 3G2 if anyone's interested in getting a new amp. And I will see you all next week. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple 3-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck 3 notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.